USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City early Wednesday morning. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. A federal judge has blocked an executive order from President Biden that had suspended new oil and gas leases on federal land and water. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty's ruling applies nationwide and is a preliminary injunction against the order, pending further arguments in the case. In his ruling, Doty wrote that the administration didn't provide a rational explanation for canceling the leases. And former President Donald Trump is heading back to the border. He says he will accept Governor Greg Abbott's invitation for a tour of the border on June 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Geneva on Wednesday with a large agenda for a discussion, like recent cyber attacks originating in Russia. Former ambassador to Russia, Michael McCall, says there are a few things that President Biden should try to bring up during the summit. He tells CNBC that they include nuclear arsenals and restoring a diplomatic relationship.
One, strategic stability talks. That's a phrase they use to refer to new arms control negotiations. I think that's we need to do that. We still have the two world's largest nuclear arsenals. The START Treaty is going to expire in 4 years. We should get at that. That's going to be hard. Number two, I think that could work towards baby steps towards normal diplomatic relations. Remember, our ambassador sitting in Washington now. Actually, Shep, he's here right now, but he has not been in Moscow for a long time. Likewise, the Russian ambassador has been back in Moscow. It would be good to have that restoration of just kind of normal diplomatic contacts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A large fire continues to burn at an Illinois chemical plant after an explosion on Monday. Lance Pry reports.
A cataclysmic explosion erupted into the early morning sky over rural northern Illinois, shooting a fireball into the sky at a Chemtool chemical plant near Rockton, Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson.
This morning we received a call at 7 a.m. for smoke in the building at 1165 Prairie Hill Road, which is the Chemtool or Lubrizol manufacturing plant. And what they do there is manufacture lubricants and basically a very large industrial type building, and also a lot of product, a lot of lubricants and things like that were stored in this building as well.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An industrial firefighting crew from Louisiana has arrived at the plant and will be using foam to try to put out the fire. The foam is being used instead of water to try to protect the nearby Rock River. An evacuation zone of a one-mile radius around the plant remains in effect. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled that he would start the reconciliation process on Wednesday that could open the door to pass President Biden's infrastructure plan with a party-line vote. That process could ultimately mean the president's American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan could be passed with a simple majority vote instead of the 60 votes usually needed. Schumer said he also plans on bringing a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.